So then Rashi and Bezim and Aleph, the third wide line in the bottom. Nochashor, I'm a season coach. Go back to the Mishnah. Misha Chetz Eved, person was a Chetz Eved, Chetz Ben Cheren, and Nochashor. Remember, Ba'almahu, this is not a price, but this is a statement of one of the Meroyim. So Yom Shor Rabbi the Rabbi, if the damage took place on the Yom Shor Rabbi, Yom Shor Rabbi Nochay the Chababai, if the attack took place on the day that he was working for the Rabbi, so then B'chas Dom of the Rabbi, so Shor Mashalim Nezik, Tahanu B'chas Dom. So sure Shechabav Adam doesn't pay Dal Devorim, but it pays Nezik, which is the amount that the value of the person devaluated in the market. So Moore says, let him be b'shivcha one day and baschar another day. Yisrael l'kharminin. The tihabi l'chatzon, you cannot divide up Yisrael. I'll call schiyas mamin. Anything that has to do with money, k'hechad demalach to'itzuliyah b'yamim, kach kol shevach mamin. It's any windfall that he's getting, as it were, is was divided. Okay, now brother Bryce says Hamis, b'shar muad koi. So b'shar muad, the law is that he has to pay like ever the kanas of shloshim kasev. Listen, the gabi ever listen shloshim kasev the hanul kanas. The feel in the shabbat dinner. Even if the value of the Eved is much less, still noisin shloshim sel, he pays shloshim sel. And that's the rule by Knas, that if it's he pays more than the value of something, or less than the value of something, or a set value, that's considered a Knas. Gavin Charin, noisin care for the Hanu Demei Hehoru. And Sharbuad, by Ben Chorin pays Kaifer. So he pays Chatzi Knas the Rabbi, and Chatzi Kaifer the Selcheris the Yorshav to the Yorshim. Come on, Porach Yorshim Minole. How does he have Yorshim? Okay. So the Mora says that why don't you split it up? So over here says it's Kaya Karna. So the Mora says, what would be the this is the point of here, it's Kaya Karna. So what was the case before that you're discussing that it goes only the rabbi or only the atzmai? Has to be a case that was low Kaya Karna. What was the case that he hit him al yodoi, but samsa is yavsha, it was damaged, withered, v'sevel achzer, but it's going to recuperate. Shemina lekama dom of pechusim. So what's the value of the nezik? Right now, even though he's going to recover and that's documented, but people will still pay less for him now because he can't work now. Samora says, do we look at this? Is this true that what this is called nezik? She told him Machlokes Tina Abaya and Rava Hanichal Abaya Damar Bavakama Ba'adam Shechaba B'chaveir Rabinyan Zeh. So Abaya and Rava were discussing a case of Adam Ba'adam. So Adam Ba'adam pays Nezik, and then he says he pays Tsar Ripoy Shevis and Boishus. He pays Dal Devorim. So this type of scenario where he called Yodai. If it's Samsa, so Abaye says he pays listen to Shevis Gedolah b'Shevis Katana. Shevis Gedolah, what's the Shevis Gedolah? So Hein b'chas Domav l'mocher achshav b'shuk, the amount that he is devaluated in the market at this point in time. Hu Nezik, which is a form of Nezik. L'hachi k'ra le Shevis, so why did Abaye refer to it as Shevis if it's really Nezik? Shabbachas Dhamma Shalakshab Aina Elamishum Shevis Shinaroy Lasis Malacha Bishtayodav Adzman Shataksu Yodai. So it's a form of Shevis that he's forced to sit out from work he's limited in what he can do for work. Till the hand recovers, he will not be working at full capacity. Al lishmer kishuim yehi roy. So he has to recuperate from the actual attack. That'll take a few days, and then he will be. He'll can only work as a shomer kishuyim, a watchman over a field, which eventually he'll recover and go back to full work. So there are three stages. There's going to be the first 2 days he's not doing any work at all. That's going to be the regular din of Shavuos. There's going to be the period of time where he can work, but minimally. That's by is calling that Nezik. Shavuos Gedolah. And then eventually he's going to recuperate. So Bias says that fact that there's a period of time where he couldn't work, he was working at minimum capacity, that's a form of Nezik. V'shevus k'tana, haino k'ilo hu shomer kishuyin. Okay, we'll accept that he's a shomer kishuyin. But shenosh lo kol yimei choyoy, sheyishka b'mitam achvus chay lizeh, sheni yochel lishmar kishuyin. So he can't even do that for the first few days. So that's, he's held up from work, of that minimal work of Shomer Kishuyin. He pays Nezik, he pays Shevis for that. So Abai refers to it as Shevis Gedolah, even though really what Abai is saying is that payment really is a form of Nezik. So Shaper, so if that's called Nezik, so now an animal pays Nezik. The kima the shaykh din Nezik b'makazu. So a maka, which is going to recover, but since there's a period of time where his value is actually devaluated, that's called Nezik. So that mechayiv shor law, shor is chayiv on Nezik. The kima lo chayiv karna legamri. Yom shalab l'rabba, yom shalatz b'latzu. So then the din of this memra would make sense. But Rava says he doesn't pay Nezik, he pays the din of Shevis. So there's no din of Shevis by a shor. So what does he pay? Rava says he pays Shiftoi. So Nezik means permanent. It was going to recover. It means that's for a period of time, he's limited. So that's a form of Shevis. Of Shevis, he'll pay him according to the time that he's laid up. So kol yom, if he lost the mitzvah, yitin schar adam sholem. If he hit malacha shoyer rogel bo, because yama yiroi yishmer kishuin, was that yitin loy pechas a schar. So, Rava, in a certain sense, is maybe makes the guy pay more. So for he was working at a level of making $50 a day beforehand. So the first few days he doesn't do any of that. So he can't do anything, so he pays him $50 a day. After he recovers and he starts working as a shomer kishuyin and making $20 a day, he pays him $30 per day. So that all goes into Shevis. So Rava's payment might end up being greater than a Abaye's payment of his devaluation in the market. But it goes under the umbrella of the din of Shevis, not Nezik. Some more says, according to Rava, we have a problem because Hai Shorhu, Kamer Ho, Adam Hachel B'Kach, Enu Mashal Nezik, El Shevis. But if we see this payment as Shevis, Shor Potter Lagamri, so by Shor, we Potter, the Hei Dvorim, Gabi Adam Ksiv, Velo Gabi Shor. So the drushes of the dinim of these damages, it says when one person damages another, there's these payments. So more says according to the Rava, how's this going to work? Iboy seima hod amr liel yom shorab la rabbi is kishiko adam. It wasn't the case that he was that a shore was negachim, but that a person hit him. So then, Yemshel Rabba L'Rabba, Yemshel Atzma L'Atzma. Niboy Yisema Lo'elam Bishor. Kibay Domer Shaykh Bodin Nezik. And this memory goes like a bayah. Makshisa mean all the rubber, that which you asked on this from rubber to rubber. Hachmer Rabbalma, he bain alo mishab le brice. It's not a statement of a tana, it's a statement of a murder. Remember, rubber, omer lechod, remember, lesirle, rubber doesn't hold of this memory. So it's important to us over here. Shalom Mishalom El Nezik. It's not the gate to Pshat in the Gemara, but it's important to us. Yesh roitzim lifter as a soicher or as shoyl sus mechaveroi. The person takes an animal from somebody else, either as a rent or as a loan. Feel hozik b'pshia when he's about to laharbe mimelachtoi. The animal was damaged. Something happened to the animal under while the shomer had it, and it was b'pshia. And the animal is nisbat laharbe mimelachtoi. It's going to take a while for it to recuperate and go back to work. Kimish is the several lachs or the hisrapis, but it's going to recover. There's no din of dal dvarim on an animal. So so our Gemara is saying that this the fact that there's going to be recovery according to Rava is Shevis, not Nezik. So when you damage a shore, you only pay Nezik, not Shevis. So as it says, maybe you'll differentiate between the difference between the chiyuv of a shomer and the din of adam ma'asik. Tosfos proof is not like that. So that actually is not so poshut. That's not my point I want to bring out right now. There's a ram which is mashma that it could be that since it was pshia he's chayiv for dini shmira, even though it would not be a classic nezik. But he brings at the end that Rebbeinu Chananel Armer skip down about six lines. Rebbeinu Chananel Armer to l'shayach Shevis ela ba'odam. The concept of Shevis only applies to a person. The shivtoi lohavi b'chal nezik. Mishum Shevis lohipachsi domov kolkach. The whole fact that he can't work for a short period of time, it doesn't really affect the market price of a person. When a person buys an eved, he buys them with this long-term look, etc. Look. Yeah. Long-term view. So the Torah came along and separated Shevis from the Nezik. Well, sure, Pshita, the Shivta b'chal Neziku, the Pachsi Domov, that's the Shevis is by the damage to a shore, the shevish of it is a form of nezik. Mitchila kashahuzak shaman oisek kamadama pechusim limacher. So the Ben Chanan says that we look how much the devaluated on the market. So that's what. So Tosfos introduces such an idea that the fact that there's going to be a period of time where it can't work, the Yesh Reitz, you want to say he's put to the Gamri, he's not definitely put to the Gamri because there's going to be a devaluation in the market. And we will look at that. Whereas Rava said, by Adam, we don't look at that. We just look at Shevis each day. We pass on like Rava. That's by Adam. So some of the other One of the other Rishonim says it, an Adam Be'etzim is not Oymed for Mechira. He's not really on the market. Whereas a Behemoth is actually on the market. So the Chiddush of Adam of Nezik works all the way around. We have to decide if something really be asserted as an act of Nezik, and then we'll find a way to evaluate it as if he was being sold. But he's not really being sold. But an animal which is actually does have an actual market price, and it's evaluated, so you pay the Nezik. So he says it more like that. There's a Chazon Ish, which brings a ride from a... it's really a Shach. I think it's Simon Sari Ches, which it learns up in Machlokes Din Rambam and the Ravid. So we don't pay Nezik. So we only pay Nezik. So one of the Tashlumim is Ripui. The Dal Devarim is Tsar, and Boishes obviously don't apply to the animal, and we're not paying for the animal Tsar. But there's a relevant element of Shevis and there's a relevant element of Ripui. But there's no Din of Tashlumi Ripui by Behem. It's only by Adam. So the Chazon Ish builds up, there's an Asibis, and there's a Shach, which talk about this idea, if there's a damage and I ask you to repair the damage, then there's a cost for the repair. So the Asibis says that Ripui is only relevant on something which naturally would recover on its own. Like a person where there's a certain amount of the person, the body has the ability to heal itself. And we do the process of Ripui to shepherd it along. Or an animal has the process of Ripui, the animal recovers a certain amount on its own. So you help it along. But something which is going to remain broken, fixing a broken item is not called Ripui, that's called Nezik. So somebody damages somebody else's car and say, listen, you know, buddy, fixing it, that's Ripui. You don't pay the Ripui on items, only on people. So the Sibah says that would not be true. And the Chazon Ish, there's a Shach like that learns that the Machlok is Rishonim. And the Chazon Ish bases Machria like that. So this idea, well, Nezik is the amount that's devalued in the market. So it might cost X amount of money to fix the car, but that's not equal to the amount, the devaluation of the market might be less than that. It might cost $1,000 to fix, but the market price, it's a good car, bad. So the market price went only down $500. So he pays $1,000, the cost of the repair, not $500, the devaluation on the used car market. No, saying the choice of the Masha, you base it on the market, which is the standard. In all of Shas, Nezik is always based on market. So the day before, the damage is worth X, and now it's worth Y. He pays the difference. So before the guy's used to, so he has this he has this 2007 300,000-mile vehicle, which is still working fine, but the market value is $5,000. That gets some damage, which is significant damage. So it goes down $300. You know, anybody's buying that level is, you know, the damage is insignificant. Repair $1,000. So he pays $1,000, not $300. So just reading the choice, it sounds like you would pay $300. No, it's first of all we're saying, well, that that Shevis doesn't apply to the animal, so we devaluate the market value. What about Ripui? It also doesn't apply to items. So you would pay the devaluation of the market. So that's what the Chazon Ish is saying. No, that's not Ripui. That's Nezik. Okay, let's just start the more a little bit. Ibar Lahu. The halacha of paying kanas Does it apply to an eved who's been freed and the moment is part of him, but he hasn't received the get shechir yet? Kasev shloshim shkolim yitein ladinov amrachmanu v'haylav odinu. It's hard to call him a master when he can't have the eved do anything for him. Adil makivin the mechusar get shechir odin kreinin bay. No, he's still called Odin, since he's the one who has the power and the responsibility to free him. Toshma, this price we just brought. Hamis, Misha, Chetzio, Eved, Chetzio, Ben Chorin. Chatzi Kanas, the rabbi. Chatzi Kerfer, Liyarshav. So my love, Kimishnach Reinop. So, let's learn up the Bryce is going like Mishnah Achrona that the loch is that he has to be freed, and still it says he pays Chatzi Kanas, the rabbi.
Sorry, which
Mishnah Achrona was the reference to? Our Mishnah in Beis said he's nice. He works for his other hat one day and for himself one day. Beis Shammai said no, you have to free him, and Chazu Beis Hillel harsh to Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel's original opinion is called Mishnah Mishnah. Beis Hillel's final opinion is called Mishnah Achrona. So assuming this price is going like Mishnah Achrona, he has to be freed. So he's not working for his Alden, but he hasn't been freed yet. And he says he pays Chatzi Kanas. Where it says, look, Mishnah Mishnah, this price is going like Mishnah Mishnah, that he's still, he's going not, that there's no dinner freeing at all. So he's actually working. The Toshma. Okay. Not by Chatzi, but Chatzi Menachar. Hippo Lashinoi. So the law is that it ever goes free if the B'shein Ba'ayin. So the Odin was Mapo Lashin. And then before he actually freed him, he was Mesim Esenoi. So, so law is Yotze B'shinoi. So he's freed. He goes out free already with the first step of the shein. And now the Odin is a mazik to a Ben Charin on the ayin. So he pays him like a Ben Charin. So Zot the Gemara, if the halacha would be that since he has not received the get shechir yet, and we'll see, we'll discuss whether he needs to get shikr or not, but assume right now that he does. So he hasn't been freed yet. There's still a bit of kanas in him. Kanas the rabbi. So hashta chabli be'achrini, yoyvi le the rabbi. Chabli be'rabbi, gufe, yoyvi le the didei. If somebody else, the gabi that imamun is, he still belongs to the adun, the gabi payments for damage, that somebody else has to pay the Odin. And the Odin is chayvul, and the Eved, he has to pay the Eved. That doesn't make any sense. It must be that he's no longer considered the Odin regards to Tashlumei Nezek, and that's why he has to pay to the Eved. Where it says, no riot. Dilma commander Enu Tzarech, maybe this Bryce is going with the opinion, but says that the Eved with Yosef B'Shem Ryan does not need to get shikur. We're discussing a case where the Eved needs to get shikur, which he hasn't received yet. Over here, it's automatic. He knocks out the tooth, he's free. The Tanya, Mekulin Eved Yotze Ben Lecheris, all of these, the Rosh Eivorim, the Eved is freed. The Tzar gets shikur, Meir Rabbi, Dibur, Rabbi Yishmol. There's a Gerson on the side of Shimon. Yeah. So, but he needs to get shikur. Meir says no, he does not need to get shikur. Rabbi Eliezer Amr Tzarech, Rabbi Tarfon Amr Tzarech, Rabbi Kiva Amr Tzarech, Hamachrin Litei Chachamim Amrim the Talmidim, which would weigh in amongst the different opinions. they felt near and dear to Tarfin b'shein v'ayin hal b'tar zitzuloi. Same writer explicit in the pasuk, so those do not need to get shichur. V'dibur b'kiva b'shari varim hal b'knas chachamim. Since it's the rabbanon, where says the rabbanon k'nasu k'roy k'dushin the chazal darshan emel hal umidrash chachamim. Okay. So the here.